Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
City are embarrassing good. Stevie G's forming a team of mini-me's and London Coney gets a bit mean girls. Welcome to the Football Ramble. It's Wednesday, 15th of December. I'm Kate Mason.
I'm Pete Donaldson.
And I'm Vidushan Hantaraja.
Oh, it's so festive in the studio. The feeling of festivity is just coming at me from all sides.
Because we were talking about It's a Wonderful Life.
Yes.
Yes.
The money's at Joe's house.
Operator, get me a life.
You haven't seen it, have you?
Get me a life.
No. Another one. I think Fish actually gets away with a lot. In fact, you both do, don't you? Because Pete has secretly not seen anything.
No. Well, I've seen everything. I just forgot. We were just talking about the plot of Donnie Darko. I've seen it three times. I can't remember. I remember An Engine Falls Through the Roof, and I remember Mad World by Danny John Jules / John Jules. What's his name?
Gary Jules.
Gary Jules. Judge Jules.
And you just killed off some woman. And I
didn't kill her off. It's just quite a dark part of Donnie Darko.
Mm.
That's not a Christmas film, by the way.
Oh. Is it a Christmas song?
Yeah, Mad World came out at Christmas. Christmas number one, didn't it? Ahead of,
because they were trying to kill X Factor.
Was that it?
Wait. Are we allowed to do that?
No, we're not that accurate.
Speak for yourself, Donaldson.
Yeah.
Let's get to the Etihad. 7-0 the score in this one. Manchester City beat Leeds. A whole load of people scored goals. Some people scored two, including Kevin De Bruyne, who was bloody good. Didn't really enjoy the post-match from Marcelo Bielsa, to be honest. He looked like a broken man.
Yeah,
they kept cutting to him after every goal, and he was just... You know, so there's that thing on Twitter where people are like, I'll retweet this and I'll make like something bigger. So if someone's wearing like a big coat, they'll like, retweet this and I'll make the coat bigger.
Yeah.
Mm. And every time they kept going to the goal, it was like they were retweeting it and he was looking smaller and smaller on his little bucket.
He looks smaller generally when he hasn't got his glasses on, I feel like.
Do you reckon?
He looks more, I think they, because he's got quite a doughy face, and I think they sort of hold the scaffolding, and they're like the scaffolding of his face.
Right.
And when he hasn't got them on, his face just...
He doesn't need to hear this. He's just lost 7-0.
Yeah.
I feel that one of the finest minds in football of all time probably doesn't listen to the Football Ramble.
Well, no, he won't. He won't, but his translator will and probably tell him.
I think his translator would be with us.
Yeah, I think so.
He seems like a Ramble listener.
He does, yeah. It was quite sad because it felt like he was, I know because of the age difference, he looks like his son, doesn't he? but it was like he was really helping him through that interview because he was like, you know, how are you feeling? So, well, I hate it.
I feel
like he was, should have been like in his head, like, look, Randall, we're going to get you out of here. There's a lot of noise here. Yeah, Matt Smith's annoying you a little bit. Let's take you home.
If I could have clambered into that bucket, I would have done. little tortoise boy.
Yeah.
The first goal, the Phil Foden goal, was the 500th City goal under Pep Guardiola.
Well, you sort of got the feeling that, like, Dallas on the line, like, he almost got a foot to it and it still went in the net, and you're like, this isn't going to go their way.
Don't concede early.
When the first goal is that slapstick.
Yeah. And then the second one, they were just queuing up for it, weren't they?
Yeah.
It was just no...
Two down within 13 minutes.
Yeah.
The one thing, like, I think I saw this coming.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for telling us.
Well, no, I saw it coming because if you look at the Chelsea game, they it looked like Leeds were back in some way to their... somewhere near, like, their attacking best. You know, that Gerhard goal was outstanding. And you felt like, okay, wow, so they can... You know, they're back a bit more in sync now, and whatever they do to other teams, they're going to do it like this. Mm. The problem is, the only way they were going to hurt City or do anything to City was by playing like that. They were never going to defend deep. They don't do that.
Yeah.
And so I just thought, you're playing the worst team for that. It's almost like you've got into form, but you've got into form at the worst time, if that's even a thing, because you're going to play an expansive way, and the team you're playing against are surgically, you know, outstanding when it comes to picking teams apart on a football pitch, and that really played out, and it was kind of sad, but at the same time, if you step back, all they've done really, and all they've done, conceding 7 goals, but really they've just lost 2 games here against 2 of the best teams in the league, 2 of the standout 3 best teams in the league, so. It's I don't think it's that bad, but it's just quite dispiriting, isn't it?
Interesting. It feels like you're playing to the Leeds fans element in the room right now, or in the collective room. But I don't... Is that true? Because I feel like the manner of the defeat, setting the 7 goals aside, and some of which were of great beauty, and the fact that Kevin De Bruyne looked like the guy we know he is, and that was quite cool to watch.
Dallas hit the post.
Dallas did hit the post really
nicely.
He got
his little post to post. Yeah, it was lovely.
Really had that... That noise to it, didn't it? Yeah. When he struck it. Oh.
You know, Pete said after the weekend, 4-0 is fine for Newcastle fans. I'm just merely embracing
yes,
that.
Yes, exactly.
7-0 is fine.
But it's not so much the 7-0. It is the fact, and I think Bielsa, with the help of his child translator, got that across as well, with the sense that they didn't have any answers and they didn't have any shape. And you'd have thought that he would be the kind of person who would be able to employ that.
Yeah, and I suppose, like, just to, you know, pick my point back up after you spiked it, I suppose the issue now becomes that, can you take that kind of battering and still stick to that? At what point are the players going to think, right, come on, this is actually embarrassing for us.
Like, yeah.
This is
personally embarrassing.
Painful, yeah.
With all the caveats, obviously, that, you know, probably their best player, Calvin Phillips, they don't have right now and won't have for a few weeks, and they're missing a lot of personnel.
They're about to miss quite a few more, actually. There was Andrew Haig tweeted a graphic showing the players who are on 4 yellow cards. I think it was Llorente, Rafinha, and Tyler Roberts.
Oh, God.
They're quite humorously playing Aston Villa and West Ham twice in a month, which is quite enjoyable.
Oh, is this when it starts the mirror?
And also, they've got West Ham in the FA Cup and then in the league right next to each other, the 9th of Jan and then the 16th of Jan. And they've got Villa on the 28th of December and also a little bit later on in just over a month. It's very enjoyable.
Oh, Leeds.
So at least, look, they can sort of refine their approach to Aston Villa.
Right, okay. They can workshop it in the first game and then perform it in the second.
Definitely.
Sort of technical rehearsal for part one. And then, Bielsa said he spent a long time kind of staring at things and at the final whistle. He said it was their worst performance under him, which is probably fair enough. 16 points from 17 games means it's their worst start to a season since 1930. Now, was it you, Vich? Someone anyway said on a ramble that potentially he might be the kind of coach who would say, look, I've taken this as far as I can.
I suspect
this is not the moment, because you probably don't want to bow out after consigning your team to a 7-0 defeat, even to City.
If anyone's going to do a Keegan, it's going to be him. You know, he's a proud man.
It's funny you mention him, actually, because City play Newcastle next.
Yeah, there you go.
Keegan Derby.
Should be thoroughly enjoyable. But when you said that before, if it was you.
That was me. Yeah.
When you said it before, I thought it was a bit of an odd thing to say, but now I'm starting to agree with you.
Of all the things I've said, you thought that was the oddest, was it?
Right. No, I wasn't saying the oddest. Right. I mean, we don't really have time for that.
Here he fucking goes again, your internal monologue. My point was basically that if he's the kind of coach who will get to a point and be like, I don't have the answers, I'm going to walk away, so someone who has the answers can come in.
Yeah.
And that looked like last night, that was, you know, I said that speculatively because it sounded like something interesting to say.
Yeah, okay. I knew it.
No, but I mean, but I thought it out. Because
if you say enough things, the clock is right twice a day or whatever.
Stop clock is right twice a day. Yeah. But if you looked at it, his previous history with other clubs, when he left them and how he left them, they had that feel of that.
Yeah.
And certainly looking at yesterday, someone even tweeted me saying, oh, I think it might be on here. He just looked so devoid of any joy.
It wasn't even the manner of the result. It was the defeat. It was the manner of Stones' goal. He said three goals at it, pretty much two goals at it. It was just insane. He's like, do you want to just have a crack at closing him down? Because that is fucking ridiculous.
Melier did well. We're trying to grab upsides.
That's got to be the worst thing. He's made like two excellent saves. And he's like, for fuck's sake.
What are you doing to me? I mean, yeah, but you can't realistically, Pete, think that many people are going to be able to come in and necessarily have the answers for Leeds, can you? If we take into account, as we must, I think, the vast disparity between the resources, obviously, of a City to a Leeds United.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. It's it depends on how many resources they've got in January, because they need something to bolster their incredible treatment table at the moment, because they just don't seem to be getting out of that at all.
I have a solution.
Oh yes.
Ole, anyone?
Yes, please. Yes, please. Let's have a bit of that.
He knows the club across the Pennines. He's
a good guy.
Yeah, he won't. Yeah. If you've got a parking space, he'll leave it be. Very, very courteous.
Pep afterwards said maybe they were tired having played one or two days ago.
Yeah,
very charitable.
Didn't he say they were the best team in the world a couple of days ago?
Just really laying it on endlessly.
Do you know what I did enjoy at the end?
Tell me.
You know, Kevin De Bruyne, brilliant footballer. You kind of assume someone like him doesn't get allured by the hat trick.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, it's quite an indulgent thing.
Oh, I see what you mean, yeah.
And I was like, oh, I wonder if he cares he's on two. And then he had like three pot shots in the last couple of minutes. And in his interview, they said, oh, you know, you were really trying for that third, weren't you? He was like, yeah, there wasn't much time left though, was there? As if like, no, I wasn't doing anything irresponsible. I was just, you know, just having a look, yeah.
Yeah, good idea. The City fans chanted Sergio, and tribute to Sergio Aguero, halfway through, because he is going to have to retire, it looks like. Today. Is today Wednesday? Certainly
it is. Yeah.
Because he's got this heart problem, and it looks as though he's played his last game of football, which is very sad, Pete.
It's very sad, but it's good they caught it. Let's make that very clear. We can see we've seen it go very different ways in the past, and all the best to him. Hopefully he'll find some solace with whatever he does next.
Oh, what do you reckon? E-games.
Say again, e-games. Yeah, it'll just be on Twitch. It'll just be reading out Lionel Messi's phone number again.
Well, you tell me that e-games were exciting, so maybe it'd have to be.
Yeah. He's going to become one of those Twitch bathtub streamers, hot tub streamers.
Tell me more.
It's just lasses in bikinis in hot tub, basically.
Wow.
Wow.
So that'd be quite relaxing if he's in the hot tub.
Yeah.
On his own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like warm. And...
I don't know, but because electricals and hot tubs.
Yeah, you got to be careful. Work? You just got to be careful.
Are they all wrapped up really sensibly?
I mean,
most
video game systems are quite low voltage, so I don't think it would bother you.
Okay.
So kids, get your PS5 in the bath. Come on.
I think a ramble in a hot tub would be good.
Yeah, I think
wouldn't
so.
It? It'd be,
yeah,
be a lot more chilled, get a few drinks on the go.
I've filmed, I think Jim and Luke and Marcus all in my bath in Kentish Town before.
Okay.
For a feature.
What were you doing?
We were just talking about football, I think.
How big is your bloody bath?
Well, I mean, there was two at a time. They swapped out. I don't know why we did that, to be honest. Bit weird.
You could have all missed
our years in the wilderness. Well, we made no money.
I thought you were in there talking like a bobsleigh.
Yeah, it was a little bit like, yeah.
Like, Marcus at the front, passing him up there. What do you reckon?
Yeah. Perhaps alongside Barcelona, Facebook Juniors in the Maradona Cup last night, lost the penalties after a 1-1 draw. Nicely, Philip Coutinho assisted the Barca girl with a handball. What a beautiful testament to the man.
It's what he would have wanted. And then he was off his head later. Oh, yeah.
Did I miss this Maradona Cup thing? Is this people are talking about it like it's a thing? It's like when people talked about, I don't know, Fortnite. Or the metaverse. You go, no, I don't even know what it is and when it's coming. What's happening?
It's exactly. Fortnite just became a thing suddenly. Yeah. Suddenly people had Fortnite and were playing it.
But like, I just don't know what this Maradona Cup is. And I didn't realise it was a big old thing.
I think it's good though. I was worried that footballers somewhere were getting a rest. I think, very good. The team, Barcelona, the team who currently have Sergio Aguero, who has to retire.
Mm.
From a heart problem.
Flying out to Saudi Arabia, wherever it was.
Yeah.
Saudi Arabia is literally where it was.
Playing more football. Good. Well done.
Good on them.
Well done them.
I see what you mean. Yeah, more games. Get them more in. Cram them in to the system. That's what we want to see. What else will we talk about otherwise? Norwich were beaten at Carrow Road last night, 2-0 by Aston Villa. Oh, my days. Hey, if you didn't see the Jacob Ramsey goal, that was the opener. Do yourself a favour and watch the highlights.
Martin. It's in. It's in.
It was good, though. He picked it up on the halfway line. Wiggled his way through.
If I was...
Lovely, no backlift.
If I was
Great
Dean
finish.
Smith, I'd be bloody annoyed. It was pathetic.
I'm doing the positives now. We did the negatives.
It was
now
very
I'm doing
good.
The positives. I really
good.
Enjoyed it.
Did you... I was trying to... I thought he did well to hold people off.
He did well.
Do you think they should have fouled?
There's three players around him.
One trip to the gym and something.
Just get in front of him. Get in between him and the goal.
They just didn't read it.
Rubbish.
He had two defenders in front of him when he was taking that shot.
To be fair, they were Norwich defenders.
Yeah, it's true. Probably that's not even the most annoying thing for Dean Smith. McLean, one-on-one with the keeper, just whiffs it. I don't know what he was trying to do. He's trying to put it the other side of the keeper, I think, and then run round, but he just fell off. It was terrible.
I love the commentator after that said that, he has said he wanted to score more goals. And I was just like,
we'll do then.
Yeah. Well, don't do that. Yeah.
That's not going
to
help.
When he wants to, leave him.
It's a little bit like the Kevin De Bruyne thing. Dean Smith facing his old side 38 days after having left them. He says he's moved on quickly, guys.
Right.
Has he?
That's not necessarily a good thing, though, is it?
Mm.
I always think that when people like
it means
get
he's
out
playing around with like less attractive people, football teams.
It doesn't always mean that.
crying in your bed. Yeah.
I feel like that's the only situation where that would be truthful. I've moved on very quickly. Yeah, because I don't think that's necessarily a good thing to say, because if you've had something
sounds
good,
a little bit defensive, doesn't it?
Well, no, because if you've had something good with someone, in a way, it kind of shits all over that. Even though like the reason you might have parted ways isn't necessarily because of how you were together, but how things have panned out. So it's almost like you're doing down your own experiences and your own memory of what was actually a good time, because he did very good things for Aston Villa.
Mm. And Aston Villa fans never forget when people do great things.
No, not at all. But I suppose he's talking about moving on very quickly from being sacked rather than his time.
From the emotional heart.
Because I wondered if it was like, would this be hard facing your old club? Because that's how it sounded like.
Maybe it's just a really efficient house move. Moved on very quickly. He's done it in a day.
Oh, he's lucky, because with COVID, from what I've heard, they're just people cancelling
Oh, really?
Left, right, and centre.
Oh.
Don't want any little COVID-y baubles.
Yeah. I quite like the fact that Jacob Ramsey not only cited Gerrard as an influence, and it was a pretty Gerrard-y goal, but also I was wondering about the, with Lampard and Gerrard, with the generational thing.
Mm.
So like Gerrard and Lampard, I feel like my generation, but then I'm a similar age to them.
Yes.
So like Jacob Ramsey, would have grown up watching them, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
So that kind of makes sense. Because, before...
I don't know that Jacob Ramsey did, though, because he, in his post-match, he said, I've been watching clips of the gaffer. So just like, he's been introduced to his work for the first time.
He slipped over a lot. That's most of the videos on YouTube, actually, thinking about it.
It's weird. He slipped over a lot. He got winked at by this little blonde-haired kid at Chelsea who wouldn't shake his hand. He's one of the least respected footballers in the English game.
There's something I saw going around on the internet. Was it Freddie Flintoff getting completely negged by some member of the current...
It's just some kid. I don't know.
I thought he was a cricketer. It was just some kid.
No.
He's just the kid. Yeah.
I've just read the headline. Who's your favourite? That's not good.
Is it IPL? Yeah. What's your favourite IPL team? I played for one. When was that?
Quite recently.
He was like, 2008. And he was like, well, I was a baby then. Fucking hell. Do you know who Steven Gerrard is?
People weren't babies in 2008. What the hell? John McGinn
Children
was
of men.
Good, wasn't he? John McGinn was good as
He's
well.
Brilliant.
He's brilliant. He was also a relentless goal threat, which I'm not sure I particularly expected.
He's got some quite important goals for Scotland and Aston Villa. I think he's so good. I think he's good enough that Spurs? I don't think that would be the worst thing in the world. I genuinely don't think that would be the worst thing in the world.
I mean, I think that's quite generous of you to suggest that Spurs could just pluck people from Aston Villa right now, given that Aston Villa looking potentially quite promising.
Yeah, that's true. And probably Villa fans are going to give me shit for that, and I do apologise. But I think he's just outstanding. I think the way he... Like, everyone talks about his big ass, but he used it so...
big ass!
No, generally, he used it really effectively yesterday, quite a lot. And he's just so much energy, breaks lines, good passer. As you say, always arrives late, is a bit of a goal threat. I think there's a lot to like about him.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised if someone comes in for him.
Tottenham 3 points above Villa right now, although we do have about 20 games in hand. But
yeah, I mean, kind of people with money who have a bit more status than Villa. I wouldn't be surprised if he moves to. I think he could do a job for a established top seven team.
On the Norwich side of things, I very much enjoyed Chelsea writers writing about how there's no recall clause in Billy Gilmore's loan deal. I was like, they don't want him back with those kind of performances. They don't want him back.
Yeah, he was a bit off yesterday, wasn't it?
It really was.
Yeah, feeling off the back of that, feeling a bit sorry for Norwich. And again, you bring in Dean Smith, you think things could start to change, but they do look as though they are in some trouble once again. Let's get ourselves out of trouble with a little break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We're nearly at the end of the Premier League season, so I'm pretty drained. So many tense matches, and some not so tense, as well as point deductions, a battle for the title, and teams on the brink of relegation. All that suspense has me needing a well-deserved break. With the year in full swing, it can be easy to get swept up in work, social engagements, even keeping up with all this football, and we can spread ourselves too thin. But with therapy, you can learn to prioritise your time and really recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
Oh, yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Yes.
Yeah, thanks, Jurgen. Just your thoughts on how Villa lined up today and how Villa played. I'm the opposition reporter. Just your take on Villa today for me, please.
Sorry. What?
Oh, no. Welcome back to the Football Ramble, me, Pete and Vish, with you today. I found that perfectly comprehensible.
I did as well, but yeah. I really have, it's such a good... Sorry, what?
What?
That was outstanding, that little bit. It's like that should be the new Wilhelm scream. That should be used as like what? Uttering surprise. Yeah.
Falling off.
It also sounds a tiny bit as though he's just like completely dismissing Villa. If he had understood it.
Yeah.
Like, your thoughts on how Villa play today? I don't cover that shit. Well, it is Wednesday, so it is now time for Pep Talks.
We are so, so happy. We're so happy.
We are so happy. Yeah, I'm happy. I'm happy for them.
We're so happy. I'm so happy, believe me.
I'm so happy.
Sit down! Nobody talk! Sit down! Drink wine and relax!
It's hard not to just chuckle with glee, but imagine if you're there.
Ugh. Yeah, but I think you get the, you know, when your teachers tell you to be quiet and you can't stop laughing. You know, you got to be silent corpsing, during a minute.
Yeah,
I just piss myself, yeah. One pep talk, first pep talk from Matty. Hope you're well, drinking wine and relaxing.
Mm,
yeah, Matty.
In the hot tub.
Yeah. Sipping bubbly. My dilemma is to do with Secret Santa. I have no idea what to get the person I've drawn and don't know a lot about them. That is an issue. Do you have any foolproof ideas that would work, football related or not, that can get me out of this hole?
This is difficult, isn't it? I think because I feel like research is quite key in...
Mm.
In Secret Santa, or do you just get some generic thing that's quite good?
Well, Stack had a online version of like the Secret Santa thing, and the person I got in the Secret Santa basically just sent an Amazon link saying I want this, which
really?
Is very much not. And I look back to previous.
You're not supposed to know though. How did the person know that you were the Secret Santa? Because the whole
it didn't matter. They just knew what they wanted.
Oh, so well, they sent it to the whole group.
Yeah, so the system allowed you to kind of specify what you wanted. But Marcus Bella once bought me a latex Donald Trump mask.
Okay.
Probably from a charity shop. Someone else has spit all over it.
Pre-COVID.
That was my last Secret Santa.
Yeah, I mean, vouchers are a pretty no-no, aren't they?
Just
even though
bit,
you can get like Amazon,
dull,
IGL,
right.
I suppose.
Get from the garage these days, can't you? Little iTunes voucher or something?
Yeah. No, I suppose that
or
shows...
Or Fortnite creds, or whatever they call them.
Yeah. This is the irony of the whole thing,
a
though.
FIFA FIFA pack.
Yes!
What?
What? A FIFA pack.
Oh, like sorry,
a,
what?
In a video game.
Yeah.
In the video game kit. It's basically a system of resistors and processors, and they make pictures on the screen. And it's a video game. And
you
play games on it.
Yeah,
loot boxes, yeah.
Mm. Oh, it's Thibaut Courtois. I've always wanted one of those.
That's a good shout, yeah.
Yeah.
So, look, with vouchers, because ideally, I guess people do just want to spend their own money on stuff, probably.
Yeah.
But it does make it look as though you didn't make any effort at all.
Take them out on a date.
What?
Just take them off the dinner.
You're not supposed to know who... The whole premise of this is Secret Santa.
Yeah, but just
you're
be like,
supposed to
oh,
know
what
who
did,
the,
what
the person
I,
is.
What did I get? And then, like, if you hand it over and it's a box with an arrow pointed towards you. And then arrow and in brackets, like, 2 hours.
Fantastic.
That's a big time commitment.
But yeah, I don't really know. I feel like socks, but really good socks are actually quite good.
Yeah, nice.
So, like, the London Sock Company or Jolly, very good socks.
Hey.
Oh, he's in the sock of big socks.
Vish. Is, no, but he's actually
sock
he's trying to solve the problems.
Yeah.
Like a
but like
guy.
Really, really nice, like comfy socks.
Oh, these bad boys. Got sushi on mine.
Yeah.
Little dragon
so
rolls.
These are, I've got some jolly socks on here actually.
Oh, nice. Sock chair.
Yeah.
They are lovely.
Those are good
I've
as
gone
well.
Quite patterns. Yeah.
A very offensive tattoo you've got on your leg.
Good
God.
Yeah, I thought he was getting that removed before he
Sexy
joined the
Simpsons
just
tattoo.
Just trying to fit in during the 80s.
Family Guy porn. From Andy in New York. For the last number of years, I've been working for a organisation. We don't have a problem with this, using the word soccer. We like it. This weekend, we're having our Christmas party, which is a football-specific spin on an ugly Christmas jumper party, which we are calling Ugly Jersey Party. Basically, the dress code is to show up in the ugliest football shirt you can find. There's a prize for the worst one, and bearing in mind that NYC has a huge Mexican population, competition will undoubtedly be stiff with some truly horrific Mexican League shirts out there. I'm hoping to come through representing the UK with the worst of what we have to offer. What recommendations do you all have?
The UK specifically.
Well, I mean, I guess UK probably have access to the European shitty shirts market. I don't know. I've got one with prawns on it.
Prawns?
Oh, that one, yeah.
That prawn one I got in Manchester that time.
I'm not familiar with it.
Yeah, imagine, if you will.
Please.
A football shirt with prawns on it.
What team was it again?
I can't. It was second division, Segunda.
Oh my god!
I've just shown Kate a photo. Yeah,
that is horrendous. Yeah. I expected the heads for some reason. I expected the heads of the prawns to have been
removed.
Yeah, but no, the heads
just
guys,
before being eaten. Actually, can we have a quick photo for a football shirt?
The prawn heads are very much still on, so yes. The eyes are gazing at you.
Seafood, baby.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a really bad shirt.
We nearly came to blows in the meeting room before.
Go on, air this opinion. Go on.
Oh no.
Do it.
I don't know if I want to do it publicly.
Do it.
You know that Nigeria shirt that everyone liked?
That everyone liked.
Everyone likes.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Like, literally everyone. Even I like it, and I'm pretty agnostic about this other whole thing.
I'm not. Can I just tone it down and say I'm just not totally sure about it? I just think if you saw it in any context, really, you might have second thoughts.
But do you look at clothes and think, oh, if this was a curtain, I wouldn't wear that?
Yeah, if it was on the London Underground, you'd be like, oh, yeah.
Why would it be on the London Underground?
Because you know
though?
That kind of pattern. It's very intense and it's quite seaty. I don't want to wear something
seaty
that makes people think they can sit on me.
Lovely.
That's totally fair enough. I have nothing to say to that without evoking the wrath of HR. So. Yeah.
We don't have HR.
Well, look, Andy in New York, I think you should, given that what's actually happened here is that everyone thinks that the Nigeria shirt is really nice, you could probably say that someone said it was terrible and then wear it and look, cool. You guys really flare.
I see. Yeah, it's like the people who go to fancy dress parties.
Yeah.
James Bond. Oh. Yeah.
Sorry.
I bought a shirt from when I was in Bulawayo and I can't wear it outside because it just looks like church clothes, like kind of like African church clothes. I just look like I'm culturally appropriating African church clothes. I'm like, that is the worst purchase.
Yeah.
Everybody's welcome at church.
They are.
Says Marcus. tell you what. Oh, email us in for these ones for Pep Talks every Wednesday, but keep the emails coming in more generally. Show at footballramble.com. Tweet us at footballramble. Let's get to Arsenal. Now, look, Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang has been stripped of the captaincy. That was announced yesterday afternoon. When we're talking about things to discuss on Football Ramble, believe it or not, I quite often try and be like, have we gone at Arsenal too much in a week or in 2 weeks?
Well, they're
just being quite Arsenal-y.
Content boys, aren't they, really, I guess?
Yeah. There were a few tweets around about how this is the most kind of Arsenal week in the club's history in some respects. Now, the story seems to be that Aubameyang went to visit his mum completely authorizedly in France. She's not very well, so he was given kind of time to go and see her. I don't know when exactly the situation changed with the PCR test, but basically by the time he came, he's supposed to be back on the Wednesday night, by the time he came back, which was a day later on the morning, he would have to wait and isolate to get his PCR test result before he could go to training. Yeah. So basically he couldn't go to training because of the COVID protocols. Mm. However, they have changed, blah, blah, blah. There's a lot of intricacies to it. But we've often, I think, heard, and perhaps this is an interesting point, we've often heard about Aubameyang doing slightly dodgy timekeeping things. Mm. What do you guys make of it? Because I think Jim on the group was saying, as an Arsenal fan, was saying, I just feel like this is a bit weird that this is all playing out in public. And that seems like quite a bad sign. But then on the flip side, they have a bit of a history of people being too expensive to be naughty, being naughty, but being so expensive that they have to just, you know, be be looked after anyway, whereas Arteta might be taking a stand.
Well, doing this so publicly makes Aubameyang a much cheaper player, let's say, because they know that they need shot of him eventually. So it's actually a terrible financial decision from Arsenal, who are usually a little bit more careful. But it shows that they're backing Arteta to sort of do isolate in many different ways. A footballer with this. I know captaincies in England are a little bit overblown. I mean, it doesn't really matter, but I can't remember the last time a player's stripped of his captaincy for naughtiness since
Granit Xhaka.
Terry's Willy/racism/etc. The England setup. I can't remember the last time that really happened.
Xhaka.
This is the weird thing, and this is why it's quite Arsenal. Sorry, I know I'm going to draw pelters here, obviously, with my allegiances, but it does, just trying to look at it dispassionately, it does seem like quite an Arsenal thing that this, something that's actually probably not that big of a deal, has become such a focal point, and that the leaders that they're trying to kind of enforce in the dressing room aren't very good leaders.
Well, I mean, it's just basically the kids who are doing all the leading. Really,
yeah. Oh, God, give it, Saka.
No, don't do that.
Oh, that'd be lovely. That would ruin him. That would ruin the lad. I love that, man.
Oh, no, don't do that. I suppose the thing with Aubameyang is I wonder if there's a sense they feel a bit led astray by him. Because do you remember when he signed that new 3-year deal?
2020.
In September 2020.
Push for it.
But do you remember when the big song and dance they made about it? Mm. You know, they had they had a Black Panther mask on a table.
Oh,
it
was
like a launch that took fucking ages. They really, really milked it. And I think they milked it for him, to be fair, because, you know, he'd just come off led them to the FA Cup final, you know, man of the match performance with a couple of goals in the final. Really really, you know, set the place alight at the back end of that season, which was really important because people were wondering what Arteta and Arsenal were going to look like. But it seemed like he was going to be at the helm. And obviously, like a year on, you know, 14 months on, we've got this situation here. I wonder if COVID has exacerbated a lot of the stuff going around that I suppose would have happened with Aubameyang. Maybe in normal times, this is something that happens in, you know, 2 years down the line. But it feels like a lot of his behaviour, and, you know, you mentioned the timekeeping and things like that, and also like the PCR element of this, which makes it like a little bit more precarious, is perhaps a sign that he's someone who likes being a captain but doesn't like captaining, or doesn't like captaincy, as it were.
Well, it definitely seems like quite a clash of personalities, because if you think about Arteta, the deal with it was that he was very meticulous and quite rigid, and there's all this idea about his non-negotiables in the club, you know, like people are falling foul of the non-negotiables.
But timekeeping is a simple one, isn't it?
Like, yeah, whereas Aubameyang, he's more of like a, he's supposed to be a bit more of a like card. He's like a bit more gregarious and emotional, is another word that's been used about him. Which can be great, right? You know, bringing people together, getting them to bond and all that stuff. And he definitely has influence in the dressing room. So it's actually, it's quite a big decision from Arteta to do this. The other interesting thing is there's only 3 league games remaining until he's due to head off Aubameyang for Gabon.
Yes,
to play in AFCON. So, what happens then? Is this just that, is he being filtered out, do you think, Pete?
I'd be double checking his flight details. That's really not very clear.
Yeah, because if he doesn't come back into the side before then, then that really is an odd situation for them to.
Will he return his place in the Gabon side?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe this is maybe. Oh my God, it's 4D chess.
But I think there was a talk that Barcelona are interested in him. They're looking at him and Cavani to fill a void up front, obviously with what's happened to Aguero. So he might just end up falling upwards, you know.
Wow.
It's a really weird situation, isn't it? Because I really thought he was going to be a bit of a difference maker.
Yeah.
But then when they pushed the ball out to sign him again, or, you know, to give him a new contract, I thought it looked a bit small from Arsenal. It looked like something that was going to blow up. I'm just surprised it's blown up as quickly as it has. But if you look at this, yeah, so he was dropped from the Southampton game, they won that. He was dropped from the London Derby, they won that. Lacazette and Aubameyang were seen as two people together. I think you can comfortably say that Lacazette has shown a lot more leadership over the last year, even if only if you look at how he's influenced the younger players. As we mentioned, you know, Saka, Emma Smith-Rowe have come through. Even someone like Aaron Ramsdale has come from the outside and assumed a leadership role. And in terms of the next captain, I mean, Kieran Tierney looks a good bet.
He's not he's not a definite starter, though.
No, well, I think he is. Definitely over Tavares. You look at the Everton game, and that summed it up for me.
Okay.
But in terms of someone who gets it and will be a bit no-nonsense with it, because I don't really identify, unless you want to give it back to Xhaka, which is an option, isn't it?
Do you not think that seems like such a banter club move?
Yeah, it does. But then I suppose you've got to stop thinking like that. The perfect candidate, really, if he was playing more regular football, would be Rob Holding.
Okay.
But that's just not going to happen. Unless they want to do it like club captain, like a local cricket team. You'll be the club captain, we'll have a designated captain in 11. But they might, there's talk of them doing this like three-way...
Oh, not this fucking thing again, like Unai Emery. Yeah. Oh, God.
Whoever's wearing the mask at the time.
Yeah.
Wakanda for a bit.
Give them the conch. Let him do
it. Wakanda for a bit.
It'll be Arsenal's 11th club captain in just over 14
years. Is this your king?
Years.
Sorry.
Tony Adams, speaking of kings, was club captain for the same period. They might have more options soon enough, though. Arsenal have added Florian Blücher, to their scouting department to target the German market. Guess what, Pete? He used to be head of technical...
He's left for his flight. Oh, no. He's going to have to PCR test.
He used to be head of technical scouting at Bayern, but more importantly, he's a former wrestler.
Yes, please.
A proper wrestler or like a...
One of those amateur wrestlers.
He represented Germany at the 2004 European Championships. Oh, you don't
care. Has he ever done a frog splash?
Yeah.
has he ever done a frog splash on someone?
In a Boston Crab? I don't think he has, has he?
Has he ever like had a beer thrown at him in the ring and him like smashing them together and have a drink?
Has he ever hit someone with a sledgehammer by holding the end of it and butting his hand against their forehead?
Has Taker ever thrown off a fucking cage?
Yeah.
Rubbish!
Producer's just typing.
Oh, good.
No.
None of those things.
Arsenal face West Ham tonight. David Moyes' side made a €25 million offer for Eden Hazard last week. It was rejected.
Why are they doing that?
Why are they doing that?
Why not?
That?
Worth a shot.
But I don't know, he's a bit too hurt. Are they going to get enough games from him? €25 million? West Ham spending €25 million is them being unable to spend €25 million elsewhere. It's not like they're not in the same position as, you know, even Spurs to a point.
If they're going for €25 million, though, that's an opportunistic purchase, would you not say?
Yeah, I mean, if it was an NFT of Eden Hazard at his best, yeah. If you're getting an Eden Hazard shiny, sure. But okay. I don't know how many years he's got left.
I think he's done.
Well, think of the wages as well. Off. No, I just think there are better ways to spend that money. I generally think West Ham should go after St. Maximum.
Oh. Okay. That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
And upsetting. In equal amounts.
I suppose it's a bit different now with the, you know, Saudi Arabia money. But or Rafinha, for example. You know, someone down there who've got a player that, you know, the player that Liverpool...
That if they left, it would kill everyone.
They might want to get Tom Holland involved in the scouting process. He apparently tried to convince Kylian Mbappe to join Spurs when he met him. Mbappe laughed. No, that's impossible.
Which Tom Holland? Spider-Man?
Yeah, because Spider-Man's a big fan of Tottenham.
Right.
I mean, sorry, Tom Holland. I don't know about Spider-Man. Does he have a football team?
Brooklyn, isn't it? Well, probably, what would that be? Red Bulls?
Yeah, I guess so. He fought Macho Man Randy Savage in one of the films.
Oh, he did, yes.
Bonesaw.
Yeah. Tobey Maguire in the first one, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Other games tonight. Brighton go up against Wolves. Burnley play Watford. Palace face Southampton. Watford just 2 points ahead of Burnley now. They've lost 7 out of 9 under Claudio Ranieri, although they have had the top 3 plus Arsenal and Leicester in that time. Cisco Munoz.
Well, they're
bringing
in,
back.
Watford are in quite a dangerous point right now because they're really reliant on Emmanuel Denise's goals and obviously Sars.
That's not how you pronounce it, is it?
Is it?
I don't know, because I called him Denis at one point, and then, I mean, obviously that was ludicrous, but no.
So Dennis. They're really reliant on Dennis's goals.
Right in, Emmanuel, please.
Yeah, and they've got, obviously, Sars injured, but they've got people coming back, but they're going to be the biggest hit by the AFCON outside of Liverpool.
Yeah.
So this game is, but for the chance for Burnley to like jump above them with the game in hand is...
Absolutely.
Yeah, they could get sucked in.
Absolutely massive.
Yeah.
They're going to be gagging for a lockdown, aren't they? Nobody leave. Nobody leave. Nobody's allowed to leave.
No, he's late for his PCR test.
Grab the flights.
Stay there, Gabon.
On tomorrow's show, it is Marcus, Jim and Andy. Feels like a while since we've seen old Brass in the house. So that'll be nice.
Yeah. He was good. He's at the Newcastle Man City match just before Christmas.
Ooh.
And I just spent an unholy amount of money to get tickets to that match. Like, imagine the most amount of money you've ever spent for something for a football match,
oh,
and then
God.
Double it.
Wow.
And then I've just remembered that my partner hasn't had her pizza,
so she can't go.
So we can't, I don't think it's very sensible. We might ruin Christmas.
Oh, I see.
Never
yes,
mind.
Right.
I mean, I think probably watching that game might ruin your Christmas anyway.
Yeah, I guess so, emotionally. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to sell them?
I don't know how to. I guess I'll have to.
If
somehow.
You spent the most money in the world, you've got to really,
really sell them. Yeah.
This
yeah.
guy with his hot tubs and his just money splashing out all over the place and his gold taps. Mm. All right, then. Bye, Pete Donaldson.
Goodbye, Pete Donaldson.
Bye-bye, Vish.
Oh, bye, Vish.
Vatushin and Hantharaja, sorry.
It's fine. Bye.
I need to full name you.
Say goodbye, Kate Mason.
All right, then. Bye, Kate Mason. Thanks for listening to the Football Ramble, part of the Acast Creator Network.
The Football Ramble is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.